This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Chinese health officials report the number of dead from the coronavirus outbreak has risen to more than 1,100. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports while the death toll is up, the number of new cases is down.
China says its figures show just over 2,000 new cases, a second daily decline. The total number of cases in mainland China now is just over 44,000, although many experts believe a large number of others infected have gone uncounted. Officials say the new fatality figure of nearly 100 pushes the total dead past 1,100. One repercussion of the virus is that postal services worldwide are seeing delivery affected by the cancellation of many flights to China, with the US Postal Service saying it's experiencing significant difficulties in getting mail to the China region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Senator Bernie Sanders won the New Hampshire Democratic primary Tuesday as the race to be the party's candidate to take on President Donald Trump in November starts to come into focus. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Bernie Sanders, a 78-year-old self-described Democratic socialist, edged past former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg and says he's running an inclusive campaign that attracts younger voters.
The agenda that speaks to the needs of working people throughout this country.
40 years his junior, Buttigieg comes in second.
To win and to govern, we need to bring new voices to our Capitol.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, also moderate, comes in third with disappointing results for Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg wasn't on the ballot in New Hampshire, but President Trump says that's who he wants to face in November.
He's a lightweight. You're going to find that out.
Two candidates have dropped out, and later this month, it's on to the caucus in Nevada. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more on the election, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is